That's it. As long as those little bars are growing across the top, you're good.
Got bars on the top?
Bars across the top.
Well, my name is Patton Graham, and I'd like to call this meeting to order of the March 19th, 2026, Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. And I think we would like to welcome Susie Jennings here, who is with the Friends of the Library. Is that correct?
I know, that's correct, yes.
And I would like to welcome Nellie Harmon back to our board. We miss you.
Thank you.
Any comments?
Do you know me? I'm Gwen Combs. I was in the school system a while.
Okay.
On maintenance.
On maintenance?
On maintenance.
Okay.
You might saw me here.
Did you come to Chilhowee?
I was at every school, yes.
I think I remember your face.
Probably remember my brother more than me, Doug.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Sounds like there's a story there.
I remember that.
Okay, has everyone had a chance to see the agenda? Do we have to approve that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
The talking from the sky.
Do I hear a motion to accept this?
I make the motion that we accept it.
Do I hear a second, Nellie?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are you writing these notes down?
Yes.
You don't put everything in it, do you?
No.
Like just the stuff?
Yes.
Library stuff?
Yes, yes.
Any guest remarks?
Oh.
You don't have to, I'm just...
Well, I can always make remarks, especially about the Friends. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, just have some friends.
Okay, we met Tuesday night, and we really are trying to get that garage in good order. The art club from the high school came Tuesday and started, he's going to do 4 big murals around, and hopefully
oh, wow.
He can do more. So that's exciting. He's coming on Tuesday, on Wednesday night, and except for last night it was too cold, so he didn't come. Too cold to see the things. But they've drawn 2 of them already in the big murals, and we are going to have a fundraiser. I believe we said we'd do it in September. It's going to be here at the library, and Rose was very, she had all kinds of ideas, you know, we could do, have tours, and we'll bring food and wine, because you get people out when you have wine, you know,
oh.
So that's what we're going to work on now for a while, but we have gone through many, many, many books, and tried to put them in the genre that they're supposed to be in, and we found a place where we could recycle them, the ones that really are just, you know, not appropriate for here. So, but we're plodding right along.
Well, thank you. We all recognize here the importance of the Friends,
oh,
as far as the way our operation goes.
Yeah. And it was such a privilege to be working on that. And we've already contributed, I don't know how much money, but quite a bit of money. So we've been in existence maybe a year, probably a year in May, maybe.
Okay.
So we're excited.
Well, thank you.
Not many of us, though, but we're trying to build up our membership, and we've divided up the list, and we're going to, you know, call people and personally ask them to come, be a part of it.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to the minutes of the February meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Or you'd like to take a minute and review the minutes? I think about Lorraine up there.
We need to put it like Rose's face up there, right? Like that. I'm still.
I'm sorry. The internet is really, really terrible here. It keeps breaking out.
It's okay, Rose. I looked at it and I was thinking, Ralph Lauren? What's that?
Ralph Lauren.
Rose Likens has her own brand.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second? Nellie?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes. All right, we'll move to the February disbursements. And we'll go through here.
They got your list of checks. There really aren't any big surprises there this month that to highlight for y'all, but let us know if you have any questions about anything you see on that long list.
I'm going to make the same comment I always make, and I love the way Sheila puts this here because I can understand it. It makes such a difference to have it all in one place.
I will say that we're very proud that the Kirby Scholarship went to Alex Armbruster at Bradford University. And although Tracy has historically chaired that committee, she did not chair that committee last year. Helen was kind enough to take on that honor, and his application was wonderful, and everyone was pleased to have made that he received that scholarship.
Oh, it's great.
It was a really good essay, if I do say so myself. I didn't see it till afterwards, but it was good.
Rose, what is the, there's a $7,007 to Smith County Treasurer, VRS.
So
is that the retirement?
That is the Virginia Retirement System.
Okay, all right.
So the way it works is they write us a check for the month, and then Sheila writes checks back to them for our share of the retirement system for our employees.
Okay.
And then she writes a check for Anthem for our share of Anthem. So, and VA Corp, so they write us checks and we write checks back to them. I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense, but that's the way they want to do it, so that's the way
we do it. We will be closing within 15 minutes. The reference area is now closed. Please finish your projects and bring your final selections to the desk for checkout at this time.
Are there any further questions or comments about the list?
I move we approve.
Thank you, Mr. Combs.
Second.
Nellie seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, then we'll move to our financial report, which is that this one, Chief?
Yeah. So the first piece is the deposits. We had this month the town of Saltville's quarterly deposit. They do theirs by the quarter. We also had a $1,000 donation for Teddy's Treasures, and that's the special fund for Saltville. And so they come into our bank account, but they're earmarked for expenses for Saltville.
Okay.
And then the overall budget expenses. We're getting close to the end of the fiscal year, so Sheila and I are paying close attention to all of our accounts. We're right at the end of our third quarter, so the fourth quarter will go by in a blur of action as we try to close everything out and spend money. I don't have anything particular to comment on there unless y'all have questions.
Any questions?
I have none.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the budget expenses then and see if anyone has questions on that.
we budget it out and then we draw it down till.
To your zero.
Sorry.
Numbers.
And I think you just review those, you don't really have to.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on this? You okay, Kayla?
Mm-hmm. Checking along.
How about if we go over the Hoopla budget, which has Reading on it? That seems to be a really good program people like.
I love it.
I also love it. Yeah, I've got one out right now too, so. It's great for in the car.
Yes.
I do it a lot while I'm working and just put in headphones and listen and work. And I like the audiobook version of it. So.
Me too.
How do you listen and work? How do you do that?
Well, it allows me to just kind of zone out. And, you know, it just kind of, almost like somebody listening to music, I guess. So.
She's smarter than we are, apparently.
That's not true.
I try to listen to music and do my count when I'm doing my exercise. I can't do it.
You get caught up in the music, don't you?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it that you're talking about?
Hoopla.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. Let us tell you about it.
You will love it.
Yes.
So Hoopla is an online service for books and movies and TV and audio. And so it's like checking out a book, except you listen to it through your phone or your car.
It reads on a tablet, it's ebooks,
yes.
Also. Mm-hmm. And you can get it like on your television and watch movie through Hoopla.
Really? And
yes.
Can you spell it?
H-O-O-P-L-E.
L-A.
A.
Hoopla. H-O-O-P-L-A. So get that on your phone or like I have a Roku television. I put it on a Roku app and you can watch movies there. Now, the difference, we also have Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, which is very, very similar, except that with Libby you can check out, like, Helen and I couldn't both have a book at the exact same time.
Right.
With Hoopla, everybody can have a book at the same time. And we pay per checkout of whatever the material is for Hoopla, which is why we have to have that to budget and watch it closely. So everyone's limited to 4 checkouts a month with Hoopla.
Right.
And probably Kaylin uses her family's accounts to
Yes, yes. Kenna, Kinsley, and my husband. Actually, Jonathan uses his pretty regularly, too. I mean, because he travels a lot for work, so he's on the road a lot. So.
Yeah.
Are the books limited? I mean, or is everything on there?
Oh, no. I mean, they have on Hoopla, there's like a few 100,000 books. Mm-hmm. And movies and TV and stuff like that. But it is limited. I mean, it's not encompassing every book in the world, that sort of thing. But, and Hoopla is not known for having, like, the right newest bestseller. Because those are really expensive, and those are ones that most of the places don't do a simultaneous.
But if you're looking for, like, a series to finish one or two books in a series or something,
And a lot of the classics too are on there. Kind of been digging into some of the old classics that like we had to read in high school that of course I had no interest in then. So
I've got rotator cuff surgery coming up, so I'm looking for something. I mean, I think that would be great.
Yes.
They keep you busy.
Yeah.
And you really wouldn't have to hold anything to have any pressure.
Know, that's
so
the ideal thing.
So can folks like Glenn and myself, can we figure out how to
100%, yes.
And if you can't, you are more than welcome to make an appointment with our digital navigator, Alicia, or any of the rest of us here who can help you do that.
How accommodating.
We are always glad to have you.
It's pretty user-friendly, though. I mean,
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of like an Amazon or a Walmart. I mean, you just kind of type it in and it comes up. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then you can limit it whether you want just movies or you want just ebooks or you want audiobooks.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is on the library's website.
Mm-hmm. Under our online resources, there's a we have a little button for collections, so it's in the collection menu under online resources, and it's called Hoopla, and there's one called Libby, and it tells you how to download it. And again, we can help if you have any issues with that.
Do children have access to it?
Yeah, kids can. There's kids' books on there.
Anybody that has a library card to SCPL can meet.
Because you have to create an account with a like an email address and put in your library card number. But that's all.
All right.
Listen. You download.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say you download the app onto your phone.
Right.
Yeah, there are two apps. One app for Libby, one app for Hoopla. And you download your the app onto your iPad or to your phone. And that's how you, then you have to enter your library card number and then you get access to the stuff.
Right, and there are really clear directions on our website for how to download them onto your devices, too. All
right. Thank you. All right, Ms. Rose, how about the director's report?
Okay, well, I'm going to be brief again because my internet is not very good and I'm not sure how well I'm coming through. The first thing I just wanted to mention is the budget. I met with Sean, but I also went to the Board of Supervisors meeting last week on Thursday. And it's very clear that the county is going to have a very tight budget year. They've already instituted a hiring freeze at the county. They are right now looking to find $3 to $4 million. And so I think the budget I gave you last month is unlikely to be the budget that I come back to you with in June. I don't think there's any ill will towards the library. To the contrary, I think people are very supportive of the library, but I think they have, $1 million gap for the school system. They have gap for sewer. There's $16 million of uncollected taxes, which would make a huge difference, but they don't have that money in hand right now. So I'm trying to think ahead to what that means for us. I think it's just going to be a tight budget year, so we will try to use our current year money wisely and carry over as much as we can to try and help with the difficult year. So as I say, I think the budget we come back to you with for in June is going to be very different. The other thing that we learned after I made that budget is that the health insurance increase this year is going to be 25%, which for us is huge. That's going to be $15,000 just for that, for our budget. So it's going to require us to, we may have to tighten our belts a little and not do some of the things we wanted to do. So I leave that there. I never like to deliver the bad news, but I think that's the reality. The other thing I wanted to share with you all is that we did get a grant from the Smith County Community Foundation. You may recall that I asked for a grant to cover the purchase of 60 laptops to be used for teaching and to be used by patrons in the library. They felt unable to give us quite that much, so they gave us $15,000, which I hope will enable us to buy 12 or 13 laptops, which will still enable us to do some teaching and get the AARP Senior Planet license that I wanted. So it's not quite as much as we wanted, but it'll still enable us to do more than we're able to do right now. And, given budget realities, we were never going to have the money in our regular budget to be able to make that purchase. So I'm very grateful to the Smith County Community Foundation, and we will execute that grant shortly. Right. Since I have the Makerspace and the Friends groups on the agenda, I'm not going to talk about those right now. So I will just stop there and see if y'all have any questions for me.
I do, if you could speak to Senior Plan and Curriculum. I'm not familiar with that.
So you know AARP, right? So AARP created something called Senior Planet to help seniors live in a digital world. And so they do a lot of online classes themselves, but they want to be able to outreach into communities. And so they will license to public libraries for free their entire curriculum. And these are classes that are designed for seniors. And once we get through their training program, we'll be able to deliver their curriculum. And so it is everything from how to use a computer to how to get on LinkedIn, how to do a Zoom call, you know, basic digital skills. But again, the classes are designed for seniors. And they give you all the materials. They've developed the curriculum. They've devised the lesson plan. They do the Facebook posts. They give you the handouts. They really are just trying to serve their membership and their community. And so it's a really good thing. We know that we have a lot of seniors in Smith County who struggle with digital literacy and being able to do things online. And so this is a way to help those folks. It's an excellent curriculum. It's extremely well done. Other libraries that have used it speak very highly of it and say that, you know, the patrons come back over and over. Whenever they see it's one of the AARP Senior Planet classes, they sign up and they come in because they have a really good experience with it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further questions about the director's report?
No, but if I could interrupt, I would like to draw your attention to some programming flyers that are in your materials. The long, tall, skinny one, which I'm not sure Susie has this, is for the adult programs. And then the little one is just a report of kids' programs. Just so you know, each of us give a report at our locations about what's happening. So there you go. Okay, sorry to interrupt, Rose. I just wanted to get that out there.
That's okay.
Oh, this is great. What is the Quill and Gabble Society?
So the Quill and Gabble Society is a group of people who meet to have a specified time and place that they go to do their writing. Because a lot of people sometimes have problems focusing if they're trying to make time elsewhere, like at home or something like that. This is a place where they can come and be as a group together, bounce ideas, you know, just talk to each other. And
what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our first members, and Rose had it in her minutes, one of our first members, Kelly Cherepich, wrote a short story while she was in the meetings. And she actually won first place in the adult category of the 22nd Annual Lonesome Pine Short Story Contest.
Wow. Wow. Great.
So, yeah. And so we started out doing it one night a month, and now we're going to be moving it to two nights a month because everybody that was in the group requested it. We have about six right now.
So, Patton, it's called the Quill and Gavel Society. They were originally meeting in the D.C. Miller Law Office building.
Okay.
But we've had some problems in the building, so they've been meeting back inside the main library building. But that's why they got Quill and Gavel Society, because they were in the D.C. Miller Law Office.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's a great program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our adult program is wonderful. If you look on there, you'll see, yeah, we've got fashion illustration coming, just a ton of great stuff. As I've said before, all the branches are killing it with programming right now. Chilhowie has a ton. Saltville Christian also has a lot of great programs. And then April is Citizen Science Month, and so we're going to do mushrooms. So we've got a lot of cool stuff coming. Tracy has arranged a mushroom program for April the 11th, right, Tracy? The 7th?
Yeah. And the
11th?
Yeah, I just lightly mentioned it down here as a coming attraction. But yeah, that's something we have. I'm excited about that.
One of our biggest adult programs that's going right now is our Mahjong groups. Mm. We started out with a morning Mahjong group, and there's usually about 11 people there on Wednesday mornings. And then we recently, in January, started the nighttime group. So there's about eight of us in the nighttime group.
Is it hard to learn to play?
Not really. I didn't think so. I hadn't played until, you know, and Rachel does a great job of instruction. So it's quite fun. We play every Wednesday night and every Wednesday morning and every Wednesday night. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Tazewell County is coming next week to observe because the Tazewell County Public Library wants to start Mahjong.
All right, you started something.
That's it.
That's great.
Okay, we will move on to our old business.
So the Makerspace update, several things to tell y'all. Since we last met, I did meet with Chilhowee Town Manager Brian Martin, and Brian agreed that we can put the recording studio in the music room, so we won't have to squeeze it into the Makerspace room. So that is great news. So that's part one of recording studio. Part two of recording studio is that I found a place that makes them down in Morristown, Tennessee. And so Heather and I are going down there on April 1st to look at them and see the different sizes and to be able to compare the different sizes and the different amenities that go with it, and to, you know, see what they look like. But that particular company says that they can ship in 2 to 3 days. So we're trying to find something that will deliver a good result without breaking the bank, because we also have to buy the recording equipment to go in the studio and the mixer and all that kind of stuff. So we're looking to find something that will do the best job for us at the lowest price. But I'm very excited that they're so close, that so we can go and actually see it in action. The other thing to report, Christy, I told you last month we had hired Christy Berry to be our new Makerspace facilitator. She's doing a great job. She had classes last week. They made acrylic bookmarks that looked really great. And she's doing classes again next week. She's got on the 26th and the 28th, she'll be doing mugs where people will be able to paint and make their design, choose their colors, and then use the heat press for mugs to put their design on the mug. So, and they've got an April schedule. I have not seen the April schedule yet, but I know she and Heather were finalizing it this week. So we're delighted to have her, and the Makerspace is up and running.
Great, thank you, Rose. Any other old business? If not, we'll move on to our new business, Friends Group Update.
Yes, so I put this on the agenda because for the first time in my 5 years with this library system, we have all three Friends Groups actively meeting, actively working. The Saltville Group had their meeting on March the 5th, and they elected new officers, and they are going to start meeting quarterly. And they are thinking about their first big fundraiser of the year. They haven't decided what it's going to be yet, but they're working on that. The Chilhowee Group met March the 10th. They elected new officers. So Connie Wyatt is the new Chilhowee president. Lula Wharton continues to be the vice president. The new treasurer is Linda Dean, and Kathy Wright is the secretary. So we've got new officers for Chilhowee. And then, as you've already heard from Susie this evening, our Marion group continues to be very active, meeting every other month. And bless Susie and Sarah for wading through all those books and doing such a great job of our book sales. We really needed people who kind of had sustained attention to that effort. And they need some help, so we're going to try and find some volunteers for them. But they are doing a great job as well, and have been extremely supportive. So now that we have these three groups working all together, I would like to propose to you all as the Board of Trustees that we try to hold a meeting with all of you all on the Board of Trustees and all of the officers from the three Friends groups, so that they hear from you all about, you know, the importance we place on our Friends groups and how much we appreciate their support, but also they can share with you their concerns, what they're working on. I think it would be really a motivator for the groups to have a meeting with the board. So I wanted to propose that to you all and see what you thought.
I think it'd be a great idea.
I do too.
I mean, good way to learn for both of us.
I agree.
Okay. All right, well, if you all agree, then I will work to find a time that works well for everybody.
Kayla and Nellie are in favor of that too. I just want that to know. You know that, Rose. Okay, Susie.
Absolutely.
The most important thing I can say to you all is how impressive the employees are here and how they've been so kind to work with us, and I'm sure they'll work with the other libraries when we work too, but Rose and her employees are, they've helped us so much, and seeing their excitement makes us more excited to get through all those boxes.
They are truly exceptional, though. You just hear what all that they're doing.
I know, yeah. It's just exceptional. So I'm sorry, that was the first thing I wanted to say, but
thank
I'm
you.
Old.
We're so happy to have an active Mary Ann Friends group again. That's an answered prayer.
That's our pleasure.
Indeed.
Okay, what about our April meeting? Where will that be, Saltville?
Chilhowie.
Okay.
It's Chilhowie's turn, and April 16th is the third Thursday. Does that work for everybody?
I will not be able to attend that one.
Okay.
Kinsley has her dermatologist appointment, so.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Any further comments, concerns, questions, answers?
Well, when I left here 2 years ago, we were really gung-ho on doing something with the Saltville Library, and I just wondered where we were as far as that goes.
Well,
that's a loaded question.
Nellie, last year I spent a fair amount of time applying for a large federal grant that would have paid for library construction. Unfortunately, when the new administration came in, all of the funding for that program was eliminated. And so we had submitted the grant, and then it just died. So that was part one of the saga of Saltville. Meanwhile, there have been happy developments. The Smith County Community Foundation received from the town of Saltville title to the building where the Wellness Center is and where the town shop used to be. And the town shop has now moved out, and so the Smith County Community Foundation now owns that building. So I have expressed to them in writing our interest in having the library move to that shop space. Yeah. They have not answered me yet because they have a lot of work to do. They're going to have to do HVAC repairs. They're going to have to put on a new roof. So realistically, I think we're at least a year out from them being able to offer us that space. And I have no guarantees that they will offer us that space. I've just tried to be first in line. As soon as we heard that they had taken over the space, I immediately reached out to Linda Helton and sent our written expression of interest. So I hope we will be first in line and that they will agree we can move the library over there. But they haven't committed to that yet. So should that happen, we will then need to go look for some grant funding because we'll have to modify the space. We'll have to put in appropriate lighting. We'll have to put in flooring so the kids don't fall on the concrete floor. We'll have to probably put in a new patron bathroom. So we'll have some expenses that we would not really be able to cover from our budget. So we'll go looking for some grants. I think there are a number of grants that would be available. Sean at the county knows that I would like to go back to the Appalachian Regional Commission for that, as well as USDA Rural Development, and we would ask the Saltville IDA to make a contribution as well. So I don't know that that's a long-term solution, but it's a better medium-term solution, if that makes sense.
It does. Did the Smith County School Board withdraw their gift of the land there beside the...
No, they did not. We still have that. Okay. What we don't have is the $9.5 million we need to build a new building.
Okay.
Nellie, you would be really impressed at the Saltville Library now.
Oh, yes.
They have rearranged the inside of that, and I swear it looks twice as big.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's beautiful over there. Aside from the issues that it has physically.
I could imagine you could make that space out of...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's amazing.
They can actually use the back office now, and you can get around in the back office.
Okay. How about the water in the basement? Is that still
still an issue, bud?
Not as bad as it was.
There's nobody floating under there. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further comments, questions, etc.?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Well, folks, thank you. Thank you, Rose.